Welcome to the History in Hollywood podcast. The journalist Conrad Roth reports on events in world history that then became so famous that they were all filmed. And now, good and exciting entertainment. Fateful World History, podcast number 5. Masada Must Never Fall Again. Conrad Roth on the microphone. A rock in the desert, found in AD 73, wrote world history. Israeli army recruits up here always ended their oath of service with the traditional words, Masada must never fall again. Masada is a table mountain over 400 meters high and sheer on all sides in the Judean desert by the Dead Sea, on which one of the greatest dramas in history took place. In the Jewish War from AD 66, the Romans conquered Jerusalem in the year 70 and also destroyed the temple, of which only the western wall remained, which we know today as the Wailing Wall. After 3 more years of fighting the Roman occupiers, the Zealots, a Jewish resistance group, withdrew to the fortress of Masada under their charismatic leader Eleazar ben Yair. The Roman governor Flavius Silva then surrounded Masada with 8 forts, a wall about 11 kilometers long, and also 10,000 soldiers. Because the fortress, with its steep slopes all around and only the just 2 meters wide so-called snake path up, turned out to be completely impregnable. And, as Flavius Silva learned from prisoners, because of the enormous water reserves and cisterns and the vegetable and grain cultivations on the plateau could not be starved. The Romans then built a ramp made of rubble and stones at the lowest point of the walls, on which a siege tower was then pushed up despite the fiercest shelling of the defenders, and finally a breach was made in the wall, which is still visible today. And when the Romans stormed the plateau next morning, they were greeted by an eerie silence. And then, in the rooms beyond, they discovered something that even the hardened soldiers of Rome would never forget. About 1,000 men, women, and children, all of whom had killed themselves. We know about the events of that night because 2 women and 5 children were found hiding in the cisterns afterwards. And these 7 told Flavius, after the speech of Eleazar ben Yair, whether they all wanted to be enslaved or go into the mines and circus arenas of the Romans, or rather die here, in the arms of their families, with dignity and freedom. 10 men were then drawn at random, to whom all would offer their throats, and then another who would kill the other 9. Then set everything on fire, and finally throw himself on his sword. Under the impression of what he'd just seen and heard, Silva gave them life and let them go. And when he turned back as his army retreated, he realized that he had really only conquered a rock in the desert. A few years ago, 10 potsherds were found at Masada, bearing the names of those selected for this dreadful task. And a 10th and last had the name Ben Yair carved on it. Hollywood filmed the dramatic events with Sir Peter O'Toole. And today? Today Masada is a national shrine, as well as international renowned tourist destination. Wide paths lead up today via the snake path and the ramp, which is still clearly visible. A large cable car was also built. On the plateau with a view of the Dead Sea, visitors will certainly not be able to escape the special atmosphere of this place. And even today, people all over the country, in schools and families, and from generation to generation, tell the story. the story of the Jews and the Romans, of war and peace, and the story of living and dying up there on the rock of Masada. Dear listeners, thank you very much for your time and attention. Many thanks to the German composer Roland Kahr for the music. By the way, he writes himself K-A-H. The music, which you can listen to and download at rolandkahr.de. I'm happy if you join me on my journey to further events in history. Until then, ciao and goodbye.